We're broadcasting again from the SiriusXM studios in Midtown Manhattan here for the Marconi Awards last night. And there are 50 or so studios in this building, one of the skyscrapers in downtown New York City. George, you can operate this board. Can we listen to some of these shows?
I'm kind of shaky on a board, but I think I can hit a couple of buttons here and maybe we can tune into Mad Dog or somebody.
Okay, let's see what they're doing this morning. What about that one?
And we are back on the air right now, ladies and gentlemen.
No way.
This is Guy Sports Broadcasting talking to you from the National Radio Network. Oh. We are syndicated all the way from Bullhead City, Arizona to Racine, Wisconsin. But we are hoping to add more cities than just those two in the near future. We are hot. What was that? We are high above Midtown Manhattan, broadcasting from SiriusXM. More on that in just a moment. But we do want to reset and give you the questions of the day. What do you think the scores will be for all the World Series games? 888-999-SPORTS. And sports is with two T's on the end because it's the same as my last name. That is my actual last name, my birth name, Sports with two T's. Also, do you think the World Series is the marquee event for Major League Baseball, or do you have some other nominees? I am open ear, dear. I will listen to your reasoning. And now I would like to get into what I call, of course, a guy's sportsatorial. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not only sick and tired, but I am nauseated and exhausted at these players like so-called Adolis Garcia showboating when they hit a home run. Come on, act like you've been there before, sir. Have some sportsmanship and some composure when you are honored enough to hit a home run in the greatest game that the greatest nation on earth has ever invented. We don't need your showboating in the contest known as baseball.
3 hours of
this? I'm hearing some bleed over, Josh. I don't know if you can hit something over there to get that corrected. I do want to mention that I am in the Big Apple for a very special reason. Your humble host of the Guy Sports Radio Show was up for a Marconi Award last night in the category of Best Radio Host in a Limited Distribution Small Market Thinly Staffed Radio Show in the under $10,000 in annual billing category. And I am proud to say, I won that award, ladies and gentlemen. I won that award. I don't see it as me winning the award so much as you, the listening audience, winning that award. I was not only honored to be and humbled to be the winner, but I was also doubly honored to be the lone nominee in the category. So I was doubly honored last night in a very, very exclusive category that only had one nominee. So I was very happy to see that. Also, just a quick note about the I hate that I'm venturing into storytelling here of my travel experience. But I was very happy to see at the award show last night that WBZ won Sports Station of the Year, so a big congratulations to WBZ, a fantastic, fantastic organization. My old friend Gil Santos used to work for them, and they beat that barrel-scraping, low-life, scum-sucking bottom feeder of a station, that abomination known as The Ticket in Fort Worth and Dallas, the absolute worst sports radio station that has ever existed. What is going on? I keep hearing voices bleeding through on here, and I don't know if you need to press something different. It just started happening a few minutes ago.
George, what button
but
did
I'd
you
like
push?
To I don't thank know. I thought I pushed this the button. NAB, and I'd also like to thank the fine folks at the Auric 8-pound upright vacuum, the only vacuum under 8 pounds that will clean your whole house and then
can you hear us?
And who is talking in my ear? I was just broadcasting.
It's the station you were just ragging on, The Ticket. It's
there's no one in the studio with me, but I keep hearing these voices. What's your name, sir?
It's George and Craig and Gordon from The Ticket.
From The Ticket in Dallas?
Yeah, we're broadcasting.
Why are you all of a sudden in my ears? Just two minutes ago, I didn't hear anyone in my ears. And then all of a sudden, when I came back from break, I started hearing this.
Well, it's some sort of weird patch. Yeah, we're here, too.
Wait, is this you guys in the studio next to me? I'm looking through the glass. I see you. Get out of here. What are you doing
you
in the studio next to me? I specifically requested that there was no way that the ticket from Dallas could be broadcasting with the same studio in New York City in which I was broadcasting. You, sir, find that button, and you hit that button, and you turn off your voices into my ear. I can require it right
now.
Turn
it off right now. There. We got rid of the guy. Boy, look, he's still yelling in there, too.
He hates us.
How red his face is in there.
Why didn't you say something to him? Why
I was
trying to call
that
down?
Guy.
There he is, Guy Sports, also broadcasting live here from New York.